from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The new Democratic MPP for Temiskaming Cochrane is glad about pre-budget hearings in Timmins. He likes that such committees are going out on the road more. John Vantoff says it's important for Southern MPPs and other people who live down south to learn about the North. He says GTA residents he talks to know more about Cuba and the Dominican Republic than they do about Cochrane.
They don't come to Cochrane for winter vacation, right? And so they, you know what you know. And that's why it's really important to have government come here.
Vantoff says all parties in the legislature need to know what life is like on the ground up north. Administrators and experts employed by the city of Timmins were supported at this week's council meeting by Councillor Kristen Murray. She was frustrated at all the talk about speed limits right across the city. It arose from a report on whether part of Croatia Avenue and Schumacher should be a 40K zone. Murray said councillors should stay in their lane and accept recommendations made by professionals who are trained in their particular areas. The Trudeau government has tabled legislation to delay including mental health disorders into the medically assisted dying process. The bill says it should be delayed for a year. Originally, mental health issues were to be expanded for medically assisted dying next month. The government cites concerns that the healthcare system might not be able to handle that expansion. Nestle Canada will stop selling frozen foods in this country over the next 6 months. That includes Delicio, Stouffer's, Lean Cuisine, and Life Cuisine. The company says it has determined that frozen meals and pizza are not a strategic focus and will invest in priority categories that make more sense for the business. Speaking of things frozen, Canada's groundhog prognosticators differ on when winter will end. During Groundhog Day festivities in southern Ontario today, Wyerton Willie came out of his burrow. He did not see his shadow, so folklore dictates that means an early end to winter. But in Nova Scotia, Shubenacadie Sam saw her shadow and predicted 6 more weeks of winter. In Manitoba, Merv was the tiebreaker and called for, are you ready for it? Yep, 6 more weeks of winter. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.